SOP 47.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hey. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. I will warn you, feeling weirder than usual. I went to a festival this weekend and got sunburned. And when I get sunburned, I do not mess around, and I just feel horrible. I do. So, I know. Where's my baby sound effect when I need one, right? Wah! But, hey, on the show today, the other thing is, I'm going to let you in behind the scenes. This is the second time I've done this podcast because I forgot something very important. So I'm using Cast Blaster today, and one of the kind of disadvantages of using
Cast Blaster,
of using a live podcast software, I could have pulled this in, I guess, to SoundForge and edited it. But if you make a boo-boo, your choice is either re-record the podcast or leave it in. Well, the problem is I didn't put it in to leave it in. And that is, so we're going to start off with that right after I tell you the contact information. Schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com is our email. You can call in any comments. I love them all. In fact, we're going to talk about how to clean up contents. See, it's the sunburn. Comments. You can call in to me toll-free, 888-563-3222. Let's try that again, shall we? 888-563-3228. Here's the other fun thing about doing a podcast the second time. You really have to watch your notes because I can't remember what I've said and what I haven't said already. So it's very, very weird. But on the show today, we're going to be talking about cleaning up your comment line. Now, what I mean by that is not if somebody has a potty mouth, although Rich Palmer is going to talk about somebody who does have a potty mouth here in a second from audiogumshoe.com. He's our last five and five. But most of us use a service called Call 7, whether we know it or not. Like I use K7. K7.net is where you can get a voicemail line. And it works, but they're not the highest quality. But on the other hand, it is free. So I'm going to talk about how I cleaned this one up. And that doesn't mean it's the only way. There are a couple different ways. But it's another use of a noise gate. So let's go over first and listen to what it sounds like raw. Now this is from Rich Palmer, real good guy, another Ohio guy, and he does a show called Audio Gumshoe. We'll be playing his promo a little later, but right now here is the beginning of his last five and five. And again, this is what were the last five podcasts you listened to, and if you can, definitely do it in less than 5 minutes. And Rich did his in 2 minutes and 20. So, see, but again, last five in 2 minutes 20 doesn't really. And actually, it was less than that. There was like another 10 seconds of noise at the end of this. So, here is his comment, at least part of it, to get us going.
Hi, Dave. Rich Palmer from AudioGumshoe.com and also TheSafetyBeat.com, and I want to chime in on this last five and five. I'm really enjoying this segment. This is pretty cool. It's a great way to share some information from other people. But enough of that. Here's my last five in five.
Okay, so you hear when he pauses there, it's just the quality of the file. You're getting this, I don't know what it is, and it's kind of staticky. So what you can do is, I use Sony SoundForge, but by all means, I believe you can do this on Audacity and most audio editing programs. There's a feature called a noise gate. And what you're basically saying is, hey, anything that's not at least this volume level, cut it out. Turn the volume down on it. So in my case, I'm saying anything less than minus 19 decibels, turn off, and I want you to cut it out in 10 milliseconds. In other words, turn on really quick and squelch it out. And then when you're done doing that, turn yourself off in 250 milliseconds, which sounds, you know, so much longer than 10 milliseconds. 250 milliseconds is still very, very fast. So it sounds like this. So you're going to hear now when Rich pauses, instead of hearing, it sounds like this.
Hi, Dave. Rich Palmer from AudioGumshoe.com and also TheSafetyBeat.com. And I want to chime in on this last 5 and 5. I'm really enjoying this segment. This is pretty cool. It's a great way to share some information from other people. But enough of that. Here's my last 5 in 5.
Now, you have to be careful. In fact, I'm right on the edge here. If you have this thing cut in too quick or cut off too quick, it sounds kind of robot-y. And Rich has a really cool voice. If you go over to Audio Gumshoe and listen to his voice, he actually does voiceover work as well. So what I did here, these are all WAV files, by the way, at this point. So what I do is I go back into Sony SoundForge, and I turn into, in this case, under Process, go to Graphic Equalization, and it brings up what looks to be about a 10-band graphic EQ. I take the top two trebles, turn them all the way off. The problem is that makes your sound file kind of bassy. There's two ways to make things bassy, either A, turn up the bass, or B, turn down the treble. So when you turn down the treble, it makes things sound kind of bassy. So I also then go down to the very bottom end of the equalizer, which is in this case 28 and 56 hertz, and I turn those off, because in reality, to the human ear, you probably only feel those. You don't actually hear them, especially in a podcast. In fact, anything below 200, you're probably okay. Now, of course, turning off the upper and the lower, you're going to end up with something that sounds a little more nasally, but I think you'll hear. Now, this is still a WAV file, and I swear, Cast Blaster plays things so clearly that it's almost annoying. So here's that WAV file now with a noise gate and an EQ that's taken out the upper levels and the bottom levels to leave just the mid to try to get rid of some of that static.
Hi, Dave. Rich Palmer from AudioGumshoe.com and also TheSafetyBeat.com. And I want to chime in on this last 5 and 5.
Now, the problem is this call is just low quality, right? As the old saying goes, you can't polish a turd. Well, you know, we're doing our best here. So here's a case where when you save a file as an MP3 file, you're actually compressing it to make the file smaller. So it's throwing out things, right? And one of the things it's throwing out is some of the clarity. And in this case, I kind of want that. So when I save this file, again, that's been noise gated and EQ'd as an MP3 file, it's a little warmer sounding. And I'll actually let this play all the way through so we can actually hear Rich's last 5 and 5, but it sounds like this.
Dave, Rich Palmer from AudioGumshoe.com and also TheSafetyBeat.com. And I want to chime in on this last 5 and 5. I'm really enjoying this segment. This is pretty cool. It's a great way to share some information from other people. But enough of that. Here's my last 5 in 5. I have been listening to the last 5 podcasts. One has been mentioned a couple times before on your show, but I've listened to the 1 Minute How-To by George Smith at 1MinuteHowTo.com. And it's kind of a cool show. If you want to know anything about anything, it's a great way to go get some tips. And then I've been listening to a couple new ones that have not typically been in my list, but I've made some good friends with these people and actually have really enjoyed what they're doing. I've been listening to Bucket at bucketpodcast.blogspot.com, and it's a really cute show. It's a couple of newlyweds, Corey and Jen, and they kind of share some of their experiences at home and life and some of the things about being newlyweds, but there are funny things that are happening to them, and they share those, and, you know, they kind of cut on each other, so it's a good time. Especially like the potty mouth segment on there. So you'll have to check that out to find out more. Out of Order, OOOshow.com. Out of Order, Brian and Andrea, and they share news, they share information, a little bit offbeat about the different things in the world that are truly out of order. They kind of discover things that some of us think about but don't always step forward and say. Really enjoying CC Chapman's Managing the Gray. ManagingTheGray.com. Great place to learn about marketing in all levels, podcasters and anybody else, and leadership, and there's a lot of great information there. ManagingTheGray.com. And finally, for just blatant pure entertainment factor, I really enjoy P.W. Fenton's Perfect Head. That's one of the last shows I've listened to of my top 5, my last 5, PerfectHead.com, so check that out.
Hey, I enjoy this segment and truly appreciate you for School of Podcasting and everything else you do. Great friend, great podcaster. Keep it up, man. Rich Palmer, AudioGumshoe.com, and TheSafetyBeat.com.
Yes, I love Perfect Head just because of the name.
Oh.
And it's not that kind of podcast. PW's a great guy. Speaking of AudioGumshoe.com, well, here is Rich's promo.
When she knocks on the door, I could sense big trouble. Not just any trouble, but the kind that makes you raise an eyebrow and look for the exits. She said that a band with no listeners is like a dog with no bark. Quiet. She didn't like quiet. Read the shingle, Mac. It says Audio Gumshoe. It's time to uncover some independent music.
This is Rich Palmer, host of Audio Gumshoe. You might remember me from that Miami Valley show. You know, the one in Southwest Ohio? Join me twice weekly as I uncover independent music of every genre and every style.
Audio Gumshoe.
At audiogumshoe.com.
Thank you, Rich. And before I forget to say this again, speaking of, because that's a music podcast, I do a podcast for musicians called The Musicians Cooler. It's where musicians come to trade advice. It's the sunburn talking. And I was approached by one of my listeners, so I'm calling to you, my podcasting friends, especially those that do a music podcast. How do you guys choose what song goes in your podcast? And now my knee-jerk reaction is, well, when they like it. Because I know for me, when I put music in my podcast, I don't put any in this one, but I do in others. In most cases, it either fits the show. I actually do a lot of searching for a theme. Like if I did a song, I remember when I had a story about something being stolen, and there was an artist that had a song called Steal Away. And it was a nice song. I liked the song, and I put it in. So what I'm looking for is, how do you pick the songs if you're doing a music podcast? Because musicians want to know. Speaking of that, if you're doing a music podcast, feel free to send your musician friends over to promotingwithpodcasting.com. This is a free 15-page report I've put out for musicians to help them understand what podcasting is and how they can really truly reach a global audience with podcasting. So feel free to point them at that. It's a free report. Explains that you're not going to get your music on the radio, and if you do, it's not going to be heard except on Sundays at 3 in the morning. Check that out. PromotingWithPodcasting.com as we head towards the door. Yeah, let's do that, shall we? We're looking at 13 minutes. I try to get out of here in 15 or less. If you're going to be at the Podcasting Expo, I will be there. I will see you there doing a presentation called Planning Your Podcast. I cannot talk today. Planning Your Podcast. Avoiding the Ready, Fire, Aim Syndrome. I'm really looking forward to it. It's like summer camp for me. You know, meeting all my friends again. I had a blast last year. And I just heard Leo Laporte from Twit is doing another keynote. His keynote kicked ass last year. Phenomenal. As soon as I heard that, I was ready to get on the plane right there. So, again, my contact information is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. If you want to record something, if you're a music podcast, and just email it over, that's fine. You want to call it in, 888-563-3228. I'll get my Chingo button out there. I think I have one of those. And until we meet again, coming up soon, I will have a review of the Marantz MD-660. But until then, class dismissed.